Hey, Kelsey here from Kingdom Fit Moms Podcast. And before we dive in today, here's a quick reminder that our next Real Food Reset starts on Wednesday, March 20th. And this is your rare opportunity to work with me for 2 weeks inside of our private community, getting serious about resetting our bodies with real food, sharing recipes, getting daily encouragement, information about what real food actually does to our body. The science is fascinating and it will make you excited to keep going while you see the scale drop quickly. So go to the show notes if you want to join in our reset and get ready for fun and confidence building for 2 weeks together starting this Wednesday. So many of my students, they feel like they are living in this imposter syndrome when they go on a weight loss journey with us. They feel like because they aren't at their goal yet or seeing results yet, or maybe because they can't do what other women are doing in the program who are a year in, or because they can't lift heavy or whatever, they're not quote unquote doing it right. And I've had several women over the course of my coaching programs tell me that they have this internal struggle being around people who are successful in their health journey because they don't believe that it's actually possible for them long term, or there are some hesitations into making it something that's possible for them long term. So we're busting down lies that you've been believing today and teaching you how to own the identity of being a fit mom, because I believe that every single one of you listening can do that. Hey, welcome to the Kingdom Fit Moms Podcast, where we believe that you can go on a journey to lose weight for the last time. I know you've tried all the things and you may not believe me yet, but when you do weight loss the Kingdom Fit Moms way, everything changes. You're in the right place if weight is constantly on your mind, you're confused about food, you're missing out on memories, and maybe even putting your dreams off for another day because this weight struggle is no joke. We're a community and we're on a mission to invite God into this weight loss journey so you can shed the burden and shine your light. I want you to start living and believing in the version of yourself that heaven sees. Let's get started. So you want to lose weight, feel sexy again, regain confidence, and have energy all day long. But the thought of doing all the work to get there, it feels daunting. And what sounds even worse, and I get this, is putting in all this work and effort and then failing or wasting your precious time and energy only to end up right where you started. We're talking today about owning the identity of being a fit mom. And after you listen to this podcast and feel encouraged and excited about the process again, I want to gently nudge you to stop wasting time and energy and money. My course, Fit Moms Accelerator, it's going to teach you how to lose weight with simple, bite-sized steps that are sustainable and get the scale moving in the right direction quickly. I've had multiple students comment after dropping 5, 10, 20, or more pounds that they never knew it could be this easy. So you log into your learning portal and literally every week I'm giving you a couple bite-sized pieces to implement so that by the time you're done with the accelerator, you have an entire new foundation for health and you didn't even have to necessarily step foot in a gym or eat lettuce all day, although I do love me a good salad. So I'm going to show you how hundreds of women have become set free from diet culture through the simple and streamlined processes that allow you to not only see the scale drop, but also learn how to let God heal you from why the struggle exists in the first place. So come on in to Fit Moms Accelerator so I can show you how to get to your goal weight faster than you thought possible, so that you can stop hiding and start living out the amazing, unique, God-given call in your life in freedom as a fit mom. Can I get an amen to that? So hop on down to the show notes, or you can go straight to kelseywickenhauser.com/join to get started today for as little as $97. What is a fit mom? What does that identity even mean? And just as a little caveat here, you do not have to be a mom in our community. You can replace mom with woman or babe or chica or whatever your style. You get the idea. And even if you're not a biologic mom in the natural, I am sure that there are people in your life that you get to mentor and create relationship with, and you guide them like a mother would. And we all need a village, so you are more than welcome here. I think it's good to first look at the definition of fit, and what does that actually mean? Fit in the dictionary is, one definition is to be suitable for. Now, this definition is interesting for us. What are we trying to be suitable for? Another definition is to put into a condition of readiness. And again, readiness for what? And you guessed it, kingdom work. It's not about being a fitness model or having a six-pack, although those things may be fun, or you may not care at all about that, but that's not the point. We want our vessels to be suitable for kingdom work. Another definition of fit is sound physically and mentally, or healthy. And sound meaning in good condition, not damaged, injured, or diseased. So in good condition, physically and mentally. We want you to be in good condition, right? Not needing medical help all the time or being at risk for or at the point of disease. And again, the good news is through your lifestyle and using food as medicine, you can not only prevent but reverse disease. Our God makes our bodies so resilient. So if you're already there, I don't want you to feel shame. I don't want you to feel hopeless, but I want you to understand that a shift in your lifestyle can do wonders for where you're already at. So be encouraged, my friend. So again, there is no implication in this definition of fit to have a societal standard or size, right? So how do we become a fit mom then? We understand what the definition of fit is, and how do we own this identity? What does that mean in our community? Because we want to be moms, we want to be women who are fit to do God's work and to advance the kingdom without thinking about our weight all the time, without being on the diet roller coaster, without being consumed by what the scale says or worrying about what we eat. So how do we do that? So the first step to owning that identity of being a fit mom is knowing where your true identity comes from. It's not the scale, it's not your clothes, it's not your ability to move or not move well. It's not your ability to stick to a diet plan or your ability to be disciplined. None of that. And we spend a lot of time inside of Fit Moms Accelerator and with my clients in Fit Moms Academy from the get-go, remembering who God says we are. We are daughters. We are worthy of abundant life, worthy of a seat at the table with a good, good father. And part of that abundant life is abundant health. I don't know if you believe that yet, but it's true. And I know that you have heard, you know, this idea of walking in true identity a lot if you have been in Christian culture, that our identity comes from Jesus. But I'm wondering if you struggle, if you're here listening to this podcast and you know that your weight is a struggle and it's constantly up and down, I'm wondering if there are parts of you that don't truly believe that abundant health and abundant living is for you, and that that's part of the promise that Jesus gives. He had a healing ministry, right? Jesus, he cared a lot about the body and he healed people from all sorts of ailments. So has your true identity, has it settled deep into your heart and not just in your head, not just in your mind? And again, if there is fruit in particular of thought errors or believing lies about yourself, then I would argue that the truth of who God created you to be has not settled in its fullness. So what do we do next? Well, part of the process is understanding why these lies exist. And this is absolutely critical if you want to break free from the weight struggle and own this identity of being a daughter of God and also as a fit mom. One of the gals inside of Fit Moms Academy, she is down to her goal weight and she's now experimenting in maintenance mode and learning, okay, what does this look like to stay at the same weight and not yo-yo back up? And she's doing amazingly well, but she was talking on our call last Tuesday about how she just wants these healthy decisions to be her default. And that's what we're talking about, where in general, your decisions as a fit mom, they're just your default. So how do we get there? So we have to, again, we have to strip away the lies we've been believing. And she, this gal in particular, she has done an amazing job of saying, okay, I've been believing that when I get to my goal weight, then I can just do whatever I want and that my way is better. And so by stripping away these lies, then you get to start living in the truth of what God says about your health and how He cares that you actually are obedient and disciplined in His ways, and the rest of your life will be better. So some other examples of lies that have stolen identity, especially with food, you have to consider how the government, for example, has a hand in what we should be eating. And we dive deep into this and to the accelerator. But let me tell you, the way that you see food has been so distorted from its original design. And so understanding that and understanding how God created food and how it has changed so much and how the enemy has had a hand in this, it's really important to your healing, because when the lie is exposed, you kind of go like, oh, I never knew that. And then you start to get angry, and then you start to want to change because you're no longer living under this false, you know, this lie, right? And so I want to help expose that. I'm all about exposing the enemy's lies, especially when it comes to our health. And the other piece of stolen identity with who you are, maybe there are several examples of this. And this is a huge part of the root work that we do inside of Fit Moms Accelerator, and then in more depth with my clients in the academy. But just an example. So maybe as a child, your needs were not met. Maybe your parents worked too much and you had to kind of fend for yourself. And then you developed this foundational lie that your needs aren't worth fighting for. So do you see how this lie that you started believing as a kid carries over even subconsciously as an adult, and you start to not take care, or maybe you never did, take care of your own health needs because you felt like, well, what I need isn't really, it doesn't really matter. Maybe another example is maybe you were abused, maybe even sexually abused, and you took on the lie that being fit is unsafe, or feeling sexy or feeling confident, it's unsafe. And maybe you started believing that bad things will happen to me if I am in good shape. So you vowed even subconsciously to stay overweight. And sometimes you don't even recognize that you're carrying around this lie and this inner vow. These type of lies are, I can't emphasize this enough. So if you're listening and you hear nothing else from this podcast, I want you to hear this. If you're struggling with weight, there are lies that most likely 99% of the time that you're believing. And if you're like, yes, Kelsey, I need help with that, then you should 100% join Fit Moms Accelerator, because we're going to start to deconstruct these lies. And after you get through the material, then you come into Fit Moms Academy and you work with me, and then we dive deeper and we pray through and help you heal from parts of you that you've been believing for so long. We start diving into hard questions and helping you see your situation from another lens so that you can walk in the fullness that we are talking about here. And again, so many women, they don't even realize that they can invite God into the journey in this way. But when you realize that it's not just a calories in, calories out battle, but there's so much more, and it's not just praying for more motivation in your journey. There are parts of us that we have to totally flip on its head and learn to completely think differently, but we can't do that unless we deconstruct the parts of us that shouldn't be there. So I'm all about that. And that's a part of the healing process that the Lord has really imprinted on my heart over the past, you know, 5 years or so. Because again, I'm a PA. I've been in medicine for over a decade. I've helped, I couldn't even tell you how many people I've helped or tried to help lose weight. And it's just interesting, in the office setting, I had very little long-term success because we were focusing so much on the behavior and not getting to the root of the problem. And so over the past several years, I have gone through some prayer ministry training about inner healing and understanding where the roots of our behavior come from. I've learned about lifestyle medicine and have gotten my certification in that. And the Lord has been so gracious at showing me step by step, like, how do we actually solve this obesity epidemic in our Western culture and beyond? And I'm just believing that He is creating this movement of moms who are saying, okay, I recognize this is a problem. And I am going to do the work that it takes, even if it means stepping away from something for a season, to actually heal so that I will stop this generationally, and I will stop hiding, and I will stop, avoiding my life because I'm so worried about my weight. So I hope you feel a sense of hope that you can do this, and we have to do some hard work, some hard inner heart work, and you can't do it on your own. Okay, so I digress. So anyway, as you go through this healing process, you have to also do, like James says in the book of James, you have to actually do the work and walk out your faith. So James 1, starting at verse 22, it says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they heard but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." I also love that He encourages us to continue in it, right? That's a key piece of it. And how do you do that? Well, you got to get around people who will support you in the journey. We're not created to do this, faith walk or our health journey alone. You've got to also create a blue zone in your home. Go look up blue zones if you don't know what I'm talking about. But it helps to create an environment where the healthy choice is the easy choice. Also, we have to remember to embrace baby steps and be okay with not being perfect. This is hard. I know many of you are listening like, well, I think I'm just going to actually do it all. But no, you can't do it all. And as you go through the process, I want you to expect that God will keep revealing more layers that need healing and to shift in perspective. It's not all going to happen at once. You have to have some revelation. You have to walk it out like James is saying and continue in it. And then through that process, you will receive more revelation knowledge to go one layer deeper and figure out, oh, I thought I was doing well, and then this thing happened, and I'm recognizing that this root goes a little deeper than I thought, or I'm recognizing that my lack of discipline is related to this thing. And so we just keep going deeper and deeper until you are more and more healed, and it's a beautiful, beautiful process. And that's the power of doing this with community and eventually with me as your coach, because we get to these roots faster and help you to move into the freedom that you so desire faster. And the last thing that I'll say is the way that you talk to yourself, it really matters. You can talk to yourself and not be crazy, right? If you call yourself a failure or weak or an emotional eater, then you will stay there. If you call yourself a fit mom and you do the things a fit mom would do, then you'll eventually start to see more and more fruit in your life. The scale, your energy, your perspective, your confidence, your sense of purpose, everything will shift as you learn to do this. One of our fit moms, Chantel, you can go back and listen to her story in a previous episode. I can link it below, but she shares how she just started making decisions and saying, this is what a fit mom would do. And there's just that shift in perspective, like, oh, this isn't what my old self will do or has done, but I am going to walk out my life doing what a fit mom would do. And it's learning to walk out the life and just a perspective of how heaven sees you. The restored, vibrant, purpose-filled, kingdom shaker you that I know is in there. So let me ask you this final question, these couple of final questions. Are you ready? It's a decision, and you can decide today that you're going to do it. Will you own the identity of being a fit mom? And just like James said, start to walk it out. Hey Fit Mom, if this episode blessed you today and you can think of somebody else who's struggling in her weight loss journey, would you consider sharing this week's episode with her to give her a sense of hope? And then while you're at it, hop on over to our free Facebook community, Kingdom Fit Moms, for daily encouragement and support. Let's go shed the weight to shine the light.